Hello, my name is Tara. I'm 12 and I come from Serbia. I go to Žarko Zrenjanin Primary School in Novi Sad. Now you will hear the story I wrote for Rafiki Project Celebrations. It's called A Halloween Adventure. It was dark. Vanessa knew she would get in trouble, but she couldn't resist it. A dark, scary house glowed in front of her. Everybody called it the Werewolf's Mansion. Vanessa was the kind of girl that does everything that her parents didn't want her to do. The day before, Vanessa and her little brother Nicky got a warning from their parents. Don't go in the werewolf mansion. People say it's haunted. When we were young, a boy named Nate lost his ball in the backyard of that house. He was very brave and also very stupid. He got in and never out. Vanessa knew that the story was just to scare Nicky, but it didn't work on her. Everybody talked about the werewolf's mansion. She thought, if I go in there, everybody in the neighborhood will think of me as a hero. She smiled evilly and decided to go tomorrow, because tomorrow was Halloween, with her best friend Miley. Miley loved Vanessa dearly, but she knew that she could sometimes be a real coward. Miles, you can't do this to me. Please come with me, cried Vanessa. No, you're crazy. Go in by yourself. I'll wait right here. Vanessa finally took a deep breath and opened the door. Vanessa looked around herself. The room was black and very dark. In the center of it was a big piano, although it wasn't used for quite a bit. She looked at the picture of a girl about her age. She had very dark hair and big blue eyes, and a wand. But this one's the regular fairy wand. No, this one was sort of like a witch's wand. Wait, what's that sound? Said Vanessa. She turned around and screamed. A scarecrow was playing the piano. Quickly, she moved to the next room. Oh, this one is okay. It was pink and very clean. She lied on the bed. How cool is this? She smiled. Miley would have loved it. Then Vanessa dropped her cell phone under the bed. Oops, clumsy me. She got under the bed. There it is, she said. And then she saw a big, big werewolf under it. Boom! The werewolf was scared of her scream, so it ran away. Thank God! Vanny was very scared now, and she decided to go home, and fast. But what is that sound? Is it crying? Well, let's find out. The crying was coming from upstairs. When she climbed up, she saw a little girl from the picture. She was the one crying. What's wrong? Asked Vanessa. And who are you? My name is Gabriella. I live here, said she. What? You live here, with the werewolves and the scarecrow? Vanessa was horrified. Well, Gabriella continued. Actually, I used to live here with my parents. I was a big piano player. I was preparing to go to Spain on an important competition. But then I just stopped playing. I didn't want to continue because I was too lazy. My parents were very mad at me. So one day, I just wished for them to disappear. The scarecrow heard my wish, so it turned my parents into crows. They are probably just outside, but I can't get out. The scarecrow also turned my dogs, Maui and Blondie, into werewolves. The only way I can reverse the spell is if I learn how to play the composition for Spain. But the scarecrow took it and hid it under his bed. I can't take them because it is guarded by vampires. I can't believe it, said Vanessa at the end. Then Gabriella said, Do you know what date is it? I lost track of time. It's October 31st, Halloween. Why do you ask? Gabriella seemed happy all of a sudden. That's great. You see, the vampires always guard the bed, so they don't drink blood. So every Halloween, they have a free day. That means that no one is guarding the composition. Well, said Vanessa, let's go get it. With the help of the werewolves, Maui and Blondie, they got the composition very fast. Then Gabriella sat in front of the piano and started playing. It sounded so beautiful. And all of a sudden, the whole house was pretty and normal again. It wasn't dark and scary anymore. Gabriella's parents were back, and the scarecrow finished in the junkyard. Thank you so much, said Gabby to Vanessa. I couldn't have done it without you. I guess you all wonder what happened in the end, don't you? Well, Gabby went to Spain, and she brought Vanessa and Miley along. But she was second. I guess I deserve it, said Gabriella with a smile. And they all lived happily ever after, until the next Halloween.